An experiment is taking place now at the University of Sheffield. That's not unusual. There are quite a lot of experiments take place at the University of Sheffield, but this one involves the famous Paternoster lifts in the Arts Tower. This is a continuously moving lift. So you've got to step in and step out. It's a bit like an escalator, but it's a lift. You know, they're just boxes that go round and round and round. One of the largest of its kind in the world, apparently. Today, the BBC's One Show are there with 100 participants testing this list against one of the more traditional varieties. You know, doors open, doors close, up, down, all of that. Our man Dan Green was there before the experiment started to find out a bit more.
Well, genuinely, the producers of the programme knew absolutely nothing about this, but as a former Sheffield University student myself, I used to have what I would call a pathological phobia of the Paternoster, the way it constantly goes round, the way that you have to dice with death jumping on and off it. Thankfully, today, I've arrived and I've got a bit of a lucky escape. The Paternoster this morning is out of order. So thankfully, though not thankfully for my lungs, I've been able to take the stairs. Well, I've had, thankfully, a second to catch my breath, and I've walked into an office which has one of the best views, panoramic view of Sheffield that I've ever seen. I wouldn't mind that from my office window. But I'm with Keith Lilly, who is the Director of Estates and Facilities Management. This is your office. This is quite a view. You have done me a favour today, though, Keith.
Well, the Paternoster is going to be on the TV, and we wanted to make sure that it was working. So we're actually doing some maintenance. We've got a big event, 100 people travelling on it. The last thing we want is the TV seeing it break down.
So you're saving its juices?
Kind of. We're just making sure that all is working so that this little challenge that we'll talk about in a minute will work smoothly and it's a success.
Am I the only person who's a little scared by it?
It's really interesting. When we get a new intake of students in September each year, and they will stand in the foyer on the ground floor, open-mouthed and silent at this moving series of cars which are going up and down, and they're really quite astonished how it works. And then as soon as they see someone getting onto the Paternoster, they start to edge forward with a little bit of confidence, thinking, I might have a go at that. We did add some extra features, so we put some traffic lights. They turn green when it's safe for you to get onto the car and red when it's not. So it's a little easier than it was prior to the refurbishment, but it is a case of just getting used to it and not being too fearful of it.
Have there ever been any injuries on it? I mean, when I was travelling on it, I always kind of had just in the back of my mind, surely a limb could get chopped off here or a head chopped off there. Has it ever happened?
This is going to sound slightly negative, not in the time that I've been at the university.
Yeah.
It's a very safe way of travelling. It's like anything else. Provided you're sensible, you follow the rules, it's fine. There's some guidance. There's some safety features in there as well. It's hard to explain on the radio, but the floor actually does have some hinges, which mean that you can't chop your toes off.
Now, one of the design features of a Paternoster, obviously, it kind of goes round in a... The carts go around. It is very difficult to explain on the radio, but the carts kind of go round in a circle, don't they? So it can go over the top and under the bottom. And I always kind of imagined, when I did that it was a little bit like time travel or something, a bit like you're in Back to the Future or something, and the lights went off and all sorts of things like that. Are you allowed to do that? Is that encouraged?
We don't encourage it because, whilst it's perfectly safe, some people do panic and get more claustrophobic because when you go under the bottom or over the top, rather than it being an open car, you've got a solid concrete wall in front of you. And some people don't like that. Then they panic, then they press the emergency stop, and then they're stuck. So we don't encourage it. It's perfectly safe to do. Perhaps the best way to think of it, and Paternoster means Our Father in Latin, so we think that comes from rosary beads. So if you think of rosary beads going round and round and round, that's kind of how it works.
So you do not travel through time if you go over the top of the Paternoster?
No, and you don't turn upside down either.
Talk to us about this experiment then. How has this all come about?
Well, the one show contacted us because we're one of the very few buildings in the UK to have a paternoster. What's going to happen is each paternoster car will take two people. They want to move 100 people up the building and then move them down, and they're going to see if that takes longer compared to the two conventional lifts that we have. They hold 16 people each.
So the key question, when can people find out which lift wins?
Well, as soon as it's published on the One Show, which will be a couple of weeks, we'll certainly put it on our web pages, and obviously we'll let Radio Sheffield know as
we
well.
We are on the edge of our seats. Are we saying kind of, come on, paternoster?
I think the paternoster has a real chance of winning.
Come on, paternoster.
And that's from somebody who doesn't like it.
Yeah, but if it wins, are they going to put them in old buildings? Even if they're faster and more efficient, one thinks not.
BBC Radio Sheffield. Chris.